As disaster relief planners consider the near future, their challenge is how to spend the $4 billion that the world has pledged. And this morning, we're starting a series on key issues in disaster relief. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports on one man's effort to change the world's approach to the problem.
Claude Deville de Goyer was vacationing in South Carolina when he got asked by the World Health Organization to hop on a plane to India just a couple of days after the tsunami. WHO wanted to make sure that water and food and medical care got to the tsunami survivors who needed help. So they called their top consultants, including Deville. They've called on him before. For 25 years, he headed disaster planning for the Pan American Health Organization, part of WHO. Since his retirement, he's been traveling 200 days a year instead of his previous 120. Deville went to WHO's regional headquarters in Delhi, determined to bring a particular message to people working there. It's critical to include locals in their disaster relief plans.
Well, you're not the owner of the disaster. The country has resources and people. They are well trained.
He says aid agencies and the Western world can offer coordination as long as it's done in collaboration with locals.
We seem to be placing so much emphasis on external assistance, when in fact we should be helping the countries much more to mobilize their own assistance.
Deville's journey to Delhi took 34 hours, but with delayed flights and layovers. Still, he goes directly from the airport to the WHO office. There's a 24-hour command center for the Southeast Asia region. It's staffed by intent, bleary-eyed specialists in everything from nutrition to human resources. And some of WHO's top planners are here as well. In his first meeting, Deville reminds everyone that it's local people who often know best where to find doctors and drugs and fresh water. Often they have a better idea of what they need. Maybe just antibiotics, not a full field hospital. That's something that Indian journalist Venkat Narayan has seen for himself. He's just returned to Delhi after a 5-day trip to India's Andaman Islands, where thousands died. But the medical needs now are relatively minor.
During my entire stay, I have visited scores, a large number of camps and seen hundreds of people. I have not seen a single patient who was dying for want of medical attention. Most of the wounds I have seen were of minor nature.
He says that care is being adequately supplied by local health workers. A team of foreign doctors with high-tech skills wouldn't have helped much here.
It is just establishing a kind of network, reaching out to the guy at the farthest point, you know, where he may be living on a hillock in the island, very far from the sea. If the Indian security forces or volunteers, if they cannot reach there, no foreigner can reach there.
It's not just getting to a place. It's having the right things there that count in disaster relief. That's Deville's special expertise. That's why WHO asked him to help. Poonam Ketral Singh is deputy director of the regional WHO office.
Claude has acquired a certain expertise in this. And we thought that at this point, we need somebody who has expertise in supplies, who knows how to manage this whole supply system.
Deville would like aid money to go towards buying supplies like drugs and clean water as close as possible to where they're needed. That stimulates the local economy, creates jobs, and lowers shipping costs.
The key issue is not having supplies, it's managing the supplies. In Thailand, certainly, it might be much easier to buy them in India than importing them from Canada or from Belgium or another country, Switzerland.
Deville remembers after disasters in Latin America when local doctors got drugs they couldn't use, products they were unfamiliar with, and with labels in English. He says it's important to keep local capabilities in mind. After a disaster is not the time to train people to use a computer.
If you have a place where people have a problem of bookkeeping, you don't buy a software and give them a software and believe then financial management will improve.
Deville says international involvement is still critical for disaster relief. Local control does not exclude international assistance.
This external assistance has to be coordinated and has to make them stronger, better in their response. It's not a substitute. It's a complement to local response.
The regional planners in the Delhi office stopped Deville in the halls to talk about his ideas. He knows his success depends on convincing them. but he doesn't have much time. 36 hours after landing in Delhi, he heads for Jakarta. There he hopes to encourage planners focusing on a single country to consider what Indonesia can and cannot manage on its own. Joanne Solberner, NPR News.